My name is Allie. I am 16 years old. Today's date is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Kim, who is my mother. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I grew up in Cleveland in a working class family. My dad was a construction worker. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. We were your typical all-American family. Had dinner every day at 5 o'clock, and I had to be home when the streetlights were on. I was a tomboy. I played more with the boys on the street than the girls. That's pretty much it.
Can you tell me about your grandparents, or if you met your great-grandparents, like, what were they like?
My dad's parents passed away when my dad's mom passed away when he was 7 years old, and his father passed away a week before I was even born. So I only have my mother's parents who are alive. My grandfather was a Jehovah Witness, and he came from Poland, and my grandmother was Russian.
Tell me your favorite memory that you have of me.
Well, there's a lot. I don't know. There's so many to choose from. Lots of funny memories. You know, when we took you to Disney when you were about 2 years old, and you wanted to swim in the pool by yourself. You didn't want anybody to help you, and you just screamed and screamed and screamed. You didn't care if you went underneath the water or anything. You were a very good little girl.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Now you're gonna make me cry. The most difficult moment of my life was when my father passed away on April 15th of 2016. I was a daddy's girl, so it was very, very hard on me. And I was in the room when he passed away. He had a massive heart attack. And I was in the room when they turned off the machines because they said there was no hope. It was the worst day of my life.
Can you tell me about two or more people who have influenced you in your life, like your biggest influences?
My parents, for sure. My mom stressed to me what it was to be a good mother, to put my kids first. And I had three really big influences in my life, and they were my three daughters, Marissa, Kaylee, and you, Allison. You formed me to be the woman I am today, the mother I am today. Without you and your sisters, I don't know what kind of a person I would be. So, it's probably my biggest influences.
Looking back now, like your teenage years, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Oh, wow. Work harder in school. To get good grades and to go on to college. That's probably like a really big advice that I would give, is just to stay in school, graduate, and go on to college.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life so far?
Never take anything for granted, because tomorrow is never promised.
What are you most grateful for?
my family.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
Wow, that's a tough one. I don't know. I think I have a pretty honest relationship with you, so I was, you know, tell you to stick up for yourself, speak your mind, you know, and, you know, we always tell each other we love each other when we leave the house.
You don't have a secret to tell me?
Well, you know, I smoked when I was, like, 13 and 14 years old.
You're pretty open
school.
Book.
I cut school, you know, when I was a teenager. Those are probably some.
Wow, you're so bad. What are your hopes and wishes for me or for even my future children?
My hopes and wishes for you are that you follow your dreams and whatever path you choose in life, that you to do something that makes you happy. I have no doubt that you'll go far in life because when you put your mind to something, you stick to it. And I think you'll be a phenomenal mother because you're very patient and caring and loving. And we knew after we had you and Kaylee that there was a piece missing in our family. And that's when Dad and I decided to have you.
Thinking about your family many generations from now and knowing that they might hear this recording, like your great-great-grandchildren, for example, is there anything you want to say to them, any wisdom or advice you'd like to share with them?
Wow. You can hear my dog snoring in the background. Wisdom and advice. Well, this past March, I was diagnosed with tongue cancer. And yeah, I did smoke a few times when I was a teenager, but nothing in my adult years. And I think getting that has humbled me and changed my outlook on life to never take anything for granted. And family is important. And it is important to communicate with each other and never leave things unsaid.
Can you tell me how you met Dad?
We grew up in the same neighborhood together. And actually, I went to kindergarten with his younger brother. And we weren't really friends growing up until I got in my teenage years. And we started dating when I was 16 and he was 18.
What was I like as a child?
You were a good kid. You listened. You loved to play with your Care Bears, the little Care Bear figures. You loved weird cartoons. not your typical little little girl cartoons. You weren't too into Barbies or anything like that, but you loved riding your bike, you loved jumping on your trampoline. You were just a good kid. You were your sisters loved you. You know, you were a good kid.
Did you have any nicknames like when you were growing up and how did you get them?
I had a nickname. My name is Kimberly. And my grandma used to call me Kimba from a cartoon called Kimba the White Lion.
That's what Kaylee calls you.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people would call me Kimmy. Sometimes you agitate me and call me Kimmy. So yeah, usually it's, you know, Kimba or Kim. Most of the time growing up, my mother and call me Kimberly.
What was your childhood home like? Who else at that house lived with you? And what did your bedroom look like growing up?
I lived with my mother, my father, my brother, Tim, who was 9 years older than me, and my sister, Jackie, who was 7 years older than me. I had a dog named Cindy. My bedroom was purple growing up, and I shared it with my older sister, who thought I was a brat because I tattled on her a lot. That's it.
Describe to me your marriage proposal.
Dad proposed to me on the front porch of my childhood home at Grandma's house. We were very young when we got engaged, and Papa was a little bit nervous about it, but we didn't actually get married. We were probably engaged about maybe about five, six years before we actually got married.
What is the your best advice for me for raising my kids?
Just to be honest, you know, just listen to what they have to say and try to be there for them. You know, it's hard as a parent, especially when your kids get hurt by somebody or somebody says something mean to them, and your first reaction is to, you know, tell them to be mean back, but that's not always the best advice. You know, you have to, you know, give them good advice and how to handle certain situations that are going to make them, you know, good asset to people wanting to be their friends and to listen to them.
And then my last question for you is, seeing that you and Dad have had a good relationship for almost 30 years, dating and being married, what are some keys to having a strong relationship?
To be honest with each other, and just to try to make sure at least once a week that you go have date night and you have dinner with each other, and you talk about things other than the kids. You talk about your hopes and dreams and the future, and, you know, what, sharing the same goals, you know, with each other. And just the most important is just to communicate.
All right. Thanks, Mom, for letting me sit down and interview you.
You're welcome. I hope I answered all your questions.
All right. Do you want to say bye?
Bye. This is Kimberly J. Sweeney signing off.